You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Speaking of crucial things that need to be looked at, now is not the time to have divisiveness within the country, and something that has been dividing us along all social lines, especially on social media, has been the recent developments of a member of parliament uttering racial incidences or racial utterances and hate speech. I'm joined on the line by the South African Human Rights Commission Commissioner, Sandra Makwasha, to take a look at this. Good evening, Sandra. Sorry, good day, Sandra. Thanks so much for the time. What prompted the South African Human Rights Commission to approach the Equality Court on this matter?
Good day to Jimmy and your listeners. What prompted the Human Rights Commission to take this matter to court is that we are mandated by the Constitution, firstly, to protect constitutional democracy, but secondly, also in terms of the Equality Act, to ensure that hate speech, speech that is deemed to be racist or has elements of racism, is then taken into account. So that is why we took this matter to the Equality Court.
Commissioner, what outcome are you looking for in this regard, whether it's from the Equality Court, whether it's from the political parties concerned? What outcome are you hoping to achieve?
So firstly, in respect of the Equality Court, we have made a number of, prayers to the Equality Court. One of them is that the respondent pay a sum of money to an NGO that is primarily dealing with social coercion. The other one is that Mr. Kruis sends out a written apology to the Human Rights Commission, publishes on his social media. So the whole idea is to assist in social coercion. This is something the Human Rights Commission is very passionate about, as seen in our programs such as Shine.
Commissioner, the videos or the evidence that's in question, that's been brought forward here, that raised the concern, these clips aren't from yesterday. They're from quite some time ago when we look at some of the timestamps on the videos. Why are we dealing with the matter now? Why wasn't it dealt with in the past?
So the Human Rights Commission became aware of it on the evening of Wednesday. So immediately after we became aware of it, we realized that, yes, this video is 14 years old. However, the harm was felt again on Wednesday. So once that harm took place again, and there's jurisprudence that has been established by the Equality Court in a number of cases, it's not when the offending, media piece or the utterance took place. It's when the harm is felt. And we actually, in one of our prayers, we're asking the Equality Court to make that determination again in respect of this particular matter, so that there is no issue of what we call in the legal world prescription of this matter.
Commissioner, what's to happen going forward? I mean, you mentioned the harm aspect of it. Is it going to be the case that every time something like this resurfaces, regardless of whether it's been dealt with in the past or not, we're going to then pursue action against the respondent? Or is this a matter of it has never been addressed or dealt with in the past, and therefore this is why this is the first time?
It has never been addressed and dealt with in the past, and this is the first time we became aware of it, and that's why we're taking such decisive steps against it, to ensure that the public is aware that everything that happens online, we are monitoring, and steps will be taken if it is found to be offensive or crosses that line that we then deem in terms of the Equality Act.
Commissioner, has the Human Rights Commission approached the respondent directly prior to engaging the Equality Court to see if we can get some form of resolution other than having to go through the courts?
We have not. However, the Act, the Empowering Act, the Equality Act, does empower us to go directly to the Equality Court. There is nothing that stops the respondent from approaching the Human Rights Commission and advising that he would like to then have a conversation. However, given the nature as well as the office that the respondent holds, the Commission felt right that this matter be dealt with at the Equality Court.
Well, we'll leave it at that. Thanks so much for those insights, Commissioner Sandra Makwasha of the South African Human Rights Commission, on their decision to approach the Equality Court over remarks made by Member of Parliament Ronaldo Ghose.